You're listening to a podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Akriti Handa and you're tuned into Rajneeti. Today we have Money Control Deputy Executive Editor Gaurav Chaudhary with us on the phone, who will talk about what exit polls are telling us ahead of the 2019 election results scheduled for May 23. So, sir, even though the numbers of UP indicate that the BJP is winning at least 50 to 60 seats, they are hitting a loss of 20 seats from the previous elections. What do you think this suggests?
A couple of things. One, if these numbers hold and the BJP goes on to win more than 50 seats in Uttar Pradesh, it goes on to demonstrate one thing, that the Samajwadi Party and the Bahujan Samajwadi Party, actually the alliance did not work on the ground in terms of transferring of votes from one alliance partner to the other. Please remember that in any alliance politics, there is something called the index of opposition unity. In this case, the whole idea of forming the alliance of SP, BSP and the Rashtriya Lok Dal was to ensure that the opposition votes went on block to one of their candidates, each other's candidates. So they were not contesting against each other, but they had put up joint candidates across most of the seats in the 80 seats of UP. What happens then is, suppose a candidate from Samajwadi Party is contesting in a particular seat in Uttar Pradesh and BSP has not put out any candidate because they're in an alliance. It is assumed that all the votes, all the people who usually vote for BSP would be actually voting for Samajwadi Party and vice versa. That would have meant that the whole idea behind this is to ensure that their combined vote share goes far above the BJP. If BJP actually goes on to win more than 50 seats, it will only demonstrate the fact that the transfer of votes, as the SP-BSP RLD combined would have expected, among the candidates would not have happened. And the BJP have been successfully able to, you know, get split the votes in its favor, particularly in those constituencies where which are considered to be Yadav strongholds and generally and historically have voted on caste lines. It remains to be seen how these actually pan out on actual election results on May 23rd, but if we assume that the actual election results will be more or less on these lines, then I would say it is more, it goes on to show that BJP probably had been able to hold its ground despite a 20-seat loss, because please remember in 2014, the BJP had kind of maxed out in Uttar Pradesh, winning 71 out of the 80 seats on its own and two along with its alliance partner, Apna Dal. So effectively, it had won 73 of the 80 seats. That's about 90% market share, 90% strike rate. So if you retaining a strike rate of 90% would have always been a very daunting task. So if they end up getting about 50 seats, and which would effectively mean a strike rate of 60%, they would consider it a fair success.
Right, sir. Right. My second question to you is, sir, that in the Hindi heartland states of Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, and Chhattisgarh, where the mandate voted the Congress to power just 6 months ago, the people seem to have switched their side to the BJP. Why do you think that's the case, sir?
Yeah, so that's a very interesting bit of results that have come out from the exit polls. The Congress would have believed that since they were able to dislodge the incumbent BJP governments in these states, particularly Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, and Chhattisgarh, which were the heartland states in which the BJP government was in power, especially in MP and Chhattisgarh, where the BJP was in power for 15 long years. And they were dislodged. All the three governments were dislodged by a very resurgent Congress in the assembly polls. So Congress would believe that they would be able to repeat the performance and carry forward the performance in the Lok Sabha polls as well. Now the exit polls are indicating that the BJP is going to do remarkably well in both Rajasthan and MP, and also considerably well in Chhattisgarh. That is something that if it holds is going to come a bit of a shock for the Congress, because in Rajasthan in 2014 BJP had won 25 upon 25 seats, which is 100% strike rate, and it's not easy to defend 25 upon 25 seats. And given the fact that they are no longer in power in the state government, and given the fact that they had also lost the assembly polls, which was then being talked about as a sign of anger against the BJP state government. One would have assumed that this anger would have got carried over into the Lok Sabha elections. That doesn't seem to be playing out in so far as the exit poll results are concerned. So BJP seems to have done quite well. One reason for this, for the BJP's remarkably good results, if the exit polls are any indication in the Lok Sabha polls, could be what happened in Pulwama and the subsequent attacks and subsequent strikes in Balakot, in deep inside Pakistan by the Indian Air Force. Please remember that Rajasthan plan sends a large number of people to the Indian Armed Forces, and nationalism and national security particularly is an extremely emotive issue there. If you say, for instance, you pick up an area like the Shekhawati region of Rajasthan, where it is said that almost every family has at least one member in the armed forces. That is one reason why probably national security became a very strong rallying point for the BJP to drive up. And we have seen this during the campaigning when Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited this state. He did whip up emotions on grounds of national security while seeking votes. That may be one reason why the BJP will be probably able to retain a high strike rate if you believe the exit poll numbers are right. In Madhya Pradesh, clearly there seemed to be something wrong within the Congress organizational machinery. Otherwise, one would not have believed that Congress was able to dislodge the BJP government, which was running the state for 15 years. Although it was in support from the Bahujan Samaj Party, one would have believed that it would have galvanized the rank and file of the Congress, and they would have been able to, carry the energy onto the Lok Sabha polls. But if the exit polls results are any indication, that doesn't seem to have happened. And probably there is some bit of anger because the state government under Kamal Nadu had promised many things while being voted to power, and maybe many of these promises were not being met as yet. So I would assume that a bit of an anti-incumbency against the state government, even in the short period of time between December and May, would have had some influence on the way people would have voted for the party, for whom to vote in the Lok Sabha elections in these states.
All right, sir. While the BJP has clearly retained their Hindi heartland states, they seem to have not successfully break into Mamata's citadel in West Bengal. Why do you think that's the case, sir?
So that's again a very interesting bit of result that will be worth watching on May 23rd. West Bengal is one state where the BJP leadership, particularly President Amit Shah, has expended a lot of political capital. BJP believes that they can run the TMC, the Trinamool Congress, very close in the local elections. And if anyone would have spoken to any BJP leader during the course of the elections and the campaigning, there was always very high expectations from West Bengal during these Lok Sabha elections. Please remember one thing, that in 2014 the BJP's vote share was 16%, while Mamata Banerjee's Trinamool Congress vote share was far above 40%, and the left at about 26% and the Congress about 6%. The BJP would be hoping that a large, significant portion of the left's vote share actually gets transferred to BJP, and Mamata Banerjee's own voter base actually comes down, which would have probably got them closer to a 30% vote share. But there are design flaws in this first past the post principle, and we have seen this several times on early occasions in early elections, where despite getting a very high vote share, it does not translate into large number of seats. That could be one reason why, it's going to be very interesting to see what is the kind of vote share BJP actually ends up getting in West Bengal, and how many of, and to what extent it gets translated into seats. I would believe that BJP's vote share probably could see at least a 10% positive swing, but may not yet translate into higher number of seats. And that phenomenon probably could be at play in West Bengal.
Right, sir. And in Telangana, the Ipsos exit poll survey indicates that it's advantage KCR. However, the Congress seems to be decimated to single digits. What do you think that indicates?
Yeah, so that's probably also true for Andhra Pradesh also, even in undivided Andhra Pradesh, the Congress was a very, very strong force. And YSR party led by Jagan Mohan Reddy, YSR Congress led by Jagan Mohan Reddy in Andhra Pradesh, actually was an offshoot of the Congress. And, you know, he set up a party by breaking away from the Congress. So both in Telangana and in Andhra Pradesh, the rise of the regional parties, the regional satraps, KCR, who leads KC Chandrasekhar Rao, who leads the TRS, and YSR led by Jagan Mohan, the YSR Congress led by Jagan Mohan Reddy, have risen in the respective states at the cost of the Congress. So this is what the Congress will need to introspect after May 23rd, if this exit poll results actually hold, that can it continue to maintain its national footprint at the cost of allowing regional satraps to grow by eroding its own vote share. We have seen this being played out in Delhi politics as well, where the Aam Aadmi Party have actually risen and Congress has been relegated to a third post. Likewise, in Tripura, where it was the second most important party, it was a challenger to the left. And when the elections took place recently, the left got ousted by a very resurgent BJP, which was until 3-4 years ago seen as a complete nobody kind of a party. Likewise, in West Bengal, the BJP has now firmly established as the challenger to Trinamool Congress, relegating both the left and the Congress into the background. So this is something that the Congress will have to clearly look at, will require deep strategizing to ensure that it revives its rank and file in states like Telangana and Andhra and West Bengal and various other states, to ensure that its national footprint remains strong, to maintain its national footprint, and then eventually revive it into a base that forces people to vote in its favor in much larger numbers.
All right, sir. Okay, going up north in Haryana, the exit polls have suggested that BJP is going to sweep the land. However, they're also suggesting one or two seats for the Congress. So do you think there is a bleak chance that the Hoodas might be able to retain their bastions?
So that is something that the Congress will again have to take a close look at, because the Haryana elections, Lok Sabha elections in Haryana and as well as Maharashtra, comes very close to the scheduled assembly elections, which are going to take place later this year. So the Lok Sabha elections are kind of a semi-final for the assembly elections, both in Haryana and Maharashtra. Now, if the exit polls results are to hold and were to be true, and we find that both in Maharashtra and Haryana, the BJP does, it kind of sweeps the Lok Sabha elections. It is something that could be, it's a kind of a mirror that could show that the Congress will have to look into, because it could be a sign that the prospects will remain very bleak for the assembly polls, and they need to do deep strategizing and find out why and how to ensure why and how they can make themselves really count in the assembly polls that will take place likely in October.
Right, sir. And in the national capital region of Delhi, we are seeing that the BJP is going to retain all the 7 seats, while there is a slight chance that Congress gets probably one seat. And the AAP, on the other hand, is failing dismally in Delhi, despite getting a clean sweep during the assembly elections. So what does this indicate?
So, as I said before, also, Delhi elections, and please remember that one thing, that Delhi is kind of a bellwether political region.
Right,
over the years, over the last several Lok Sabha elections, we have noticed one thing. There is a very noticeable trend that whichever party Delhi overwhelmingly votes for, eventually goes on to form the government at the center. We have seen this in 2014, we have seen this in 2009, 2004, and previous elections as well. In 2014, for instance, the BJP won all the 7 seats and they went on to form the government. And likewise, the reverse happened in 2009, where the Congress won the overwhelming number of seats were won by the Congress, and they went on to form the government at the center. Important thing to notice here in Delhi elections is that there was talk of alliance until the last day of nomination, for which that could have probably that the Aam Aadmi Party and the Congressers negotiating to stitch together. That did not come about, and this resulted in a triangular contest. the whole idea to stitch together an alliance within the Congress and the Aam Aadmi Party was to ensure that they put up united candidates, which will ensure that the votes do not split, and there is no and the votes of the non-BJP votes do not split. But that was not to be, and you know there were differences, there were irreconcilable differences between both the parties, and that's why that alliance never came about. And once an alliance never came about, and it became a true triangular contest, the BJP's statistically, at least the BJP's chances went up significantly, and that seems to be playing out now. Sheila Dixit, with the grand old woman of Delhi politics, as she is sometimes referred to, because she served very commendably as Delhi's chief minister for 15 years before Aam Aadmi Party ousted her, first in 2013 and then in 2015, is trying to make a comeback and contesting herself. She probably stands a chance of winning, but that remains to be seen, because in Lok Sabha polls, as I've said before, Delhi tends to vote for the party that eventually goes on to form the government. So if it's a 7-0 in Delhi in favor of the BJP, I would not be surprised.
Right, sir. Thank you so much, Gaurav, for your valuable insights. With that, we wrap this episode of Rajneeti. If you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, it's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.